Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? And what kind of business do you have? Do you have a business that's organized? Do you have a business that just flows? Does everybody know what they do, what they're doing? Do you have a perfect business? Or is every day a day where you feel you have to put out fires? What kind of business do you have? Well, let's be realistic. There is no such thing as a perfect business. Perfect businesses don't exist. And why don't perfect businesses exist? Because the business is like a flowing river. There are always things changing. There are always things happening. Rivers actually do change course. We never know what we're going to face in the morning. We never know what our employees are going to be thinking about, what our coworkers went through during the day, what their skills and what their talents are. But even if our business isn't perfect, what we want to consider doing is we want to work towards perfection every single day. We will never reach it. It's impossible on this earth, on this plane of existence, to be perfect. But if we start looking at what we're not doing well, if we say to ourselves, you know, I need to perfect my prospecting approach. I need to update my sales approach. I need to coach my people to help them understand. I need to look at every single problem that comes into my business, and I need to say, how can I not have that happen again? How can I work towards perfection? So although we will never be perfect, if we are working towards perfection, if we're putting ourselves in a position where we're seeing things from a global point of view, where we have vision, we understand when things go wrong and there is a crisis, how we are going to resolve that crisis, how we're going to deal with it, how we're going to communicate to our people what needs to be done so it never happens again. If you do that, and if you have an attitude of every single day we're going to just be just a little bit better, we're just going to work for perfection just a little bit more, what you're going to find is that in 6 months or a year, or as years go by, you're going to have an incredibly awesome business. But if you don't, and if you're not working towards perfection, and if you're just letting things go by and solving problems and putting fires out, but not getting to the cause of them, not getting to the understanding of exactly what you need to do to make it right, it never will be right. Leaders lead. That's your job. Your job and your responsibility is to show your coworkers, your vendors, your customers, your clients, how you can make their life better. What they need to do to make their life better if they're an employee. Because if employees are doing well, if they really understand what their job responsibilities are, if they're really working to do it better every single day, there's not much to their job review. It's just a job review that you praise them. Their problems seem to just evaporate and disappear. Our customers, our clients turn around and say, you know, this is the company I want to work with, because every time they're upping their game, they're making it better. They're making it better for me. They're making me, helping me make more money, because when I hire these people, it's just a joy to work with them. So the word of the day is perfection, but knowing that every little change in your business has significant impact on exactly what happens, on your bottom line, on your stress levels, and on your willingness to come to work every single day in a joyful way. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.